Track 18, The Last Word. We are now close to the end of this month's magazine, but before that, Neil Haverson is here with his last word.
They say a martyr's will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate.
There are a number of people I'd love to meet. Take that man who is forever stumbling across bodies buried in shallow graves while he is out walking his dog. What a harrowing life he must lead. And I wonder who christened that period of the day when we crawl along in a traffic jam, the rush hour. And please introduce me to the genius who coined the term level crossing for that bone-shaking junction where the road meets the railway. When I accompany the head matron to the supermarket to restock the Shady Pines larder, I do annoy her with some of my whinging. I huff and puff when I find items abandoned around the store. You know what I mean. There among the loo rolls is a chicken curry. Who was it that suddenly decided they didn't want something when they got four aisles away from where they picked it up? Perhaps the sight of the loo rolls reminded them of the loose bowels last time they had a chicken curry. Why can't they have the decency to return the unwanted product to the freezer cabinet? And I do get annoyed, leaning on the trolley, while Mrs. H spends ages reading labels on products to see how much salt they have in them. Suddenly, I'm surrounded as everybody wants the products on the shelf I've parked in front of. Dash in and grab it and get out. That's my philosophy. Well, most of the time. There are, of course, occasions when you have to browse. Looking for a jacket or a pair of trousers does take a bit longer. And I do want to be left alone while I wander around the rails. But some sales assistants are trained to hunt you down and home in for the kill. I keep my head down, but it's not long before someone has invaded my space. Need any help, sir? Replying to this with a very firm no does little good. The training manual doesn't permit them to leave it there. What size are you looking for, sir? Clear off, go away, leave me alone. Well, that's what I want to say, but I must confess that this tactic has trapped me in the past. Instinctively, I blurt out my size and I'm hooked. Before I know it, I'm in the fitting room with the cheerful voice penetrating the curtain. How does it feel, sir? I have learnt to emerge from the fitting room in my own clothes so I don't have to endure the smarmy, "That jacket was designed with you in mind, sir." I think my dislike of shopping goes back to an incident when I was in my early teens. I was traumatised following an experience in a sports shop. I needed a certain item of apparel that men wear when taking part in sport. It helps keep things in check. Looking back, it seems absolutely pathetic, but being shy and naive, I was having trouble plucking up the courage to simply go in and ask for it, especially as I knew the assistant was a young female and the sister of a workmate. My mother scoffed at my reticence. "Just go and ask for an athletic support," she instructed. Things started going wrong the moment I arrived at the shop. It was full of customers, so I decided to patrol up and down outside until the coast was clear. Finally, I felt it was safe to enter. I strolled nonchalantly through the door and embarked on a bit of shopper's foreplay. I examined various items of sports equipment. I grabbed a tennis racket and executed a few imaginary forehand drives. Eventually, the girl became suspicious. "Are you looking for anything particular?" "One athletic sport," I gabbled. She frowned and cocked her head on one side as she grappled with the translation. Then her face lit up. "Oh," she exclaimed, "you want a jock strap." "But give me half a chance and I can still misbehave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave."
Thank you, Neil. It seems that shopping is not one of your favourite pursuits.